WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department putting rules in place to close what's often referred to as the gun show loophole.
If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says that includes both at gun shows and online. Severe weather has moved into Florida and Georgia, leaving wind and water damage behind in Mississippi and Louisiana, including in Slidell outside New Orleans. Mayor Greg Cromer talking about one particularly hard-hit apartment complex.
We're talking with the governor's office, with GOSEP, about any kind of housing assistance, vouchers, things of that nature to help these folks.
National Weather Service sending teams to confirm if it was a tornado that touched down there. No one was killed, but one person in Mississippi did die. No charges for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, but his interpreter is looking at illegal betting charges and is being investigated by the IRS and Department of Homeland Security. This is ABC News. We get another look at the economy this morning with the release of the producer price index. That's tracking inflation at the wholesale level. Yesterday, we found it out at the consumer level. Hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants being unveiled today to help build our infrastructure.
America's aging bridges, roads, ports, and rails are taking a beating by extreme weather. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says by scorching temperatures and flooding to severe winds. The Biden administration now earmarking $830 million in grant money from the bipartisan an infrastructure law to make improvements to help battle climate change. 37 states, along with D.C. and the Virgin Islands, get funding to use for planning and improvement resilience projects, along with community evacuation routes and shoring up at-risk coastal infrastructure. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And you may not have to raise your voice as much to get your order across at Starbucks soon. The company says it's renovating stores to try to cut down on the noise, including using different materials in Starbucks ceilings. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by AC Carpet Plus in Fifield, your area's tried, trusted, and true floor store, where you'll find a floor for any lifestyle.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hasn't had a Department of Natural Resources secretary since Adam Payne stepped down in October. Governor Evers tells the Journal Sentinel he wants to make sure he makes the right choice. Also in October, the state Senate fired more than half the Natural Resources Board, which sets the agency's policies. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up at next week's permanent forum on indigenous issues in New York. Critics are worried about plans for an oil tunnel under Michigan's Straits of Mackinac.
If a leak happened within that tunnel, it would cause a catastrophic failure, pumping crude oil into the straits and into the Great Lakes.
Wes Furlong is a lawyer with the Native American Rights Fund. Line 5 carries up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas every day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 8th from 1 to 6 over in Tony at the St. Anthony de Padua Church, there's going to be a blood drive. Be sure to call 1-800-RED-CROSS to book a time or visit redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Again, that is April 8th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Tony at the St. Anthony de Padua Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral notice for John Borkenhagen, age 87, of Hayward, who passed away on Wednesday, February 21st. A celebration of life mass will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, April the 13th, at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Hayward. Online condolences can be made at pineviewfuneralservice.com. This has been the funeral notice for John Borkenhagen, 87, of Hayward. William J. Sedlicek, 80, South Bend, Indiana, passed away on February 11th. A graveside service will be held at 2 p.m. on Thursday, April 4th at Two Lakes Cemetery, County Highway H in Phillips, with Father Lordu officiating. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for William J. Sedlicek, age 80. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a few scattered light showers or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 59 with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing, our low 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 56. The weekend looking a little better with sunshine and highs in the 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Packers will play in Brazil. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL made the announcement yesterday. It's the Packers and the Eagles for the first NFL game ever in Brazil. They'll play Friday night, September 1st, in a soccer stadium that once hosted the World Cup. I caught up with Packers president Mark Murphy on the tailgate tour in Beloit today, who says he has some concerns.
You know, it is a long trip. It's about a 12-hour flight, and just kind of working through some of the logistics for the league. But I'm confident things will work out with the league.
Baseball, despite some showers in Cincinnati, the Brewers had a steady flow of hits to beat the Reds 7-2. NBA, Giannis will be out for the next several weeks, but the Bucks last night beat the Magic 117-99. Doc Rivers asked this after the game.
What is it about that Bobby Portis, Pat Beverly duo that injects so much energy into the team?
They're both nuts.
you know, in a very good way.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And stay tuned. Local sports coming up tomorrow. Prentice and Phillips baseball for you tomorrow afternoon at 4:45. Brewers early game today in Cincinnati. Hopefully the weather will be fine for that today after a drippy night last night. First pitch a little bit after 12 noon today right here on 98Q.
How's your morning going?
98Q Country.
Millennials getting way too creative, I'm telling you. First of all, I got a little boy in my room named Sapphire Moon. Exactly. And then he's going to come up to me and say, oh, Miss Gaines, I don't have my homework because Mercury in retrograde. Why do you know that? You know what I mean? I was like, and tell your mama you need to stop burning all this sage in my classroom. I don't understand, you know, what all this means, okay? And then, check this out. I have another one in my classroom named Shan Dweller. Yes, and this is what millennials do. Because I can look at this audience tonight and tell you all your names are extinct, okay? None of y'all are repeats, all right? Shan Dweller, what they do is they take three syllables, they push them together, and then they arbitrarily capitalize any letter they feel like capitalizing. And now they started putting punctuation marks in the name.
What?
Let me tell you how Chandler Mama spell her name. Y'all got to follow me, okay? You ready? Capital S-H-A hyphen capital D-W at sign asterisk. I-L apostrophe A-H. Exactly. I looked at the roster. I said, baby, is this your name or your mama computer password?
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Thing you know, you save money like never before. Just spit it all at a tourist.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
My track.
With me at 98Q60 is our high today. A little bit of cloud cover, although we're off to a really nice start here. They're telling us rather cloudy today, rather cloudy and breezy with a couple of showers. So I think that leaves room in between for some decent stuff. That wind moving around just enough to blow the leaves back into your neighbor's yard if you want to go out and fluff those up a little bit. It's always a good plan to have. All right. Well, yesterday was National Farm Animal Day, wasn't it? It can't be 2 days in a row. I got a list here of things going on today that says National Farm Animal Day today. All right, we'll give them 2 days. Action film star Steven Seagal, 73 yesterday. Did you see that? Yeah, make you feel old if you're a movie person. Sports, an amazing sports stat for you this morning. Did you know that Fridays, I haven't seen Sunday's ratings yet, but Friday's NCAA women's basketball game when Caitlin Clark and Iowa took on LSU, that game, now are you ready to be blown away? Brace yourself, sports fans, brace yourself. Friday night's women's basketball game with Caitlin Clark and Iowa versus LSU was the highest rated basketball game to air on ESPN ever, ever. Higher ratings for the women than the men, obviously. But that's incredible. That is incredible. I didn't see Sunday's ratings. Sunday might not have been as good because there was a little bit of a rivalry there with LSU and one of their players, and Caitlin Clark in Iowa. This is the changing the... people have been waiting for years and years for something to happen. The WNBA has kind of been lingering there for a while and has done so-so. This very well could be the game changer, because you start talking about TV ratings now for WNBA, which Caitlin Clark, she's going to be the number one pick for Indiana for WNBA. And they've already lined up, I think, pretty much probably every game she plays in with Indiana will probably be on available somewhere for you to watch for free, maybe streaming. Maybe you have to pay for it a little bit. But what I'm saying is, if these ratings hold true even just a little bit into the WNBA, this is the moment. This is the moment for women's sports, for women are going to start getting paid more. Will it be the same as the men? Probably should be, looking at the TV ratings. I mean, ESPN has carried, what, thousands and thousands of college and NBA and games and all over the years. That Friday's game was the highest rated game ever for ESPN. And again, Sunday's probably did pretty well, too. It's a game changer for women's sports, that's for sure. And people always want to tune into something in sports to see something that they have never seen before, or to see something that is a performance that they know they can't do. You're in jaw-dropping awe, and you're just like, whoa, that's pretty good. I don't think I could do that. I don't even see anybody else do that. And it's going to be interesting to see if Caitlin Clark kind of has that willy-nilly let the three-pointers fly attitude in the NBA, which she should. I mean, she gets over half court, you better have a hand in her face. She's going to shoot that thing, and it's more likely than not it's going to go in. It's so cool. It's so cool because the sports world has been scratching their head for years on how we can get equality in sports and get women's sports. And it just, you can't force it. It just had to happen. And now it's happened with Caitlin Clark. It happened with the NBA back in the early 80s when Magic and Larry Bird came out of college. And before that, the NBA was so-so, but it wasn't the financial boom that it is for everybody now. Magic, that rivalry between Magic and Larry, and then you backed it up with Michael Jordan, and then it just continued from there. Could this be the Magic Larry Bird for WNBA with Caitlin Clark and rivalry she has with one of the players there from LSU? I'm not good at names, it could be. It could be the start of something special. It's pretty cool to see how this will go. Conan O'Brien returned to his Tonight Show last night for the first time in 14 years. My wife and I used to watch Conan O'Brien quite a bit. I always liked his quirky humor and his skits that he always put together. So he's pretty good. He's definitely a little bit different. If some people tell me, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Conan O'Brien, I'm just kind of like, well, all right, I understand, sure. Gulf Coast is facing some severe flooding and tornadoes. They're in some severe weather in those parts that continues into today. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with our Shawamigan schools. District Administrator for Shawamigan, Kyle Cronin, will join us in just a little bit. We've got 7:32. We've got Brewers today. I think it's an 11:35 pregame, 12:05, 12:10 first pitch. Your Brewers, what are they, 8-3 now after the win last night? We didn't think we'd get that game in last night, but we did. So the Brewers will do her again today, weather permitting, in Cincinnati. And if they play it, we'll have it for you right here. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's do it, ABC. Yeah.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department putting rules in place to close what's often referred to as the gun show loophole.
If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says that includes both at gun shows and online. Severe weather has moved into Florida and Georgia, leaving wind and water damage behind in Mississippi and Louisiana, including in Slidell outside New Orleans. Mayor Greg Cromer talking about one particularly hard-hit apartment complex.
We're talking with the governor's office, with GOSEP, about any kind of housing assistance, vouchers, things of that nature to help these folks.
National Weather Service sending teams to confirm if it was a tornado that touched down there. No one was killed. The one person in Mississippi did die. No charges for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, but his interpreter is looking at illegal betting charges and is being investigated by the IRS and Department of Homeland Security. This is ABC News.
7 Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Silver alerts will now be issued when children go missing but don't qualify for any other kind of alert. The Prince Act is named after Prince McCree, who went missing in Milwaukee last fall and was found dead the next day. His family had asked for an Amber Alert, but his case didn't meet the criteria. Federal regulators may have accidentally given hackers the tools to disrupt America's trucking industry. Long-haul truckers are now required to log their hours on wireless devices, which can be manipulated remotely.
When regulators are introducing new requirements, they have to be aware of the cybersecurity implications.
Jeremy Daly is the co-author of a study that shows how gadgets can introduce new vulnerabilities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Brewers with another win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a steady rain, the Brewers had no problem scoring runs against the Reds. Top of the first, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
And a fly ball to deep right. That'll do it. And then some for Christian Yelich. It's gone. A two-run blast for Yelly, and he stays hot. Fifth home run of the season for Christian Yelich. Wow.
The Brewers went on to win 7-2 last night over the Reds. NBA, the Bucks without Giannis. And that calf muscle injury, they played against the Orlando Magic and beat them 117-99 at five-serve form. NFL, the Packers are headed to Brazil to play the Eagles in September. I spoke to Packers president Mark Murphy.
You know, the trip to London was phenomenal. The fan support, that was pretty impressive, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Brazil. I think we're the most popular team in Brazil and really anxious to see the kind of support we'll get.
That's Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Spring is blooming at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Join us for upcoming spring container planting workshops this month. Call 715-428-2011 or check Facebook for details on our big weekends, April 13th and 14th and April 20th and 21st. Sessions run 2 hours from 8:30 to 6 p.m. Let veteran owner Dave and assistant Tanya help you create beautiful spring arrangements, stored and nurtured until pickup. Register now. Find us on Highway 8 East and Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now, here we are.
Put us in a great mood.
It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Each Thursday morning, we talk all things Shawamigan Schools, and we've got our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, with us this morning. I'm going to turn this pot up and that mic up, and hopefully I'll hear you.
Good morning, Joel.
Hey, look at that. Our brand new studios.
I'm impressed. Ooh. It's really looking clean in here.
It's looking clean, and this is... you looked in the other room. There's still a whole bunch of stuff to be done yet, but the basics of a brand new board and stuff are here, and fancy. Look at the microphone. Oh, you got there.
Very fancy microphone.
You sound dazzling this morning.
Excellent.
What's going on at Shawamigan Schools this week, Kyle?
Well, I went to the team and said, my list has been getting pretty short on things to talk about on the radio, and I know that April and May are two of the busiest months that we have.
Right.
And so, oh my goodness, I ended up with 3 pages. Don't worry, I only brought 2 of them today.
Here it comes.
So here it comes. We've all got right. All kinds of things going on.
All right.
Early Learning Center assistant teacher and a bilingual bicultural teacher are what we need, and a middle school teacher. So those are recruiting areas, things that we're looking to fill in moving forward. Just a general announcement. If you have a child that you think may have exceptional needs, ages 3 years and older, please contact our Director of Pupil Services, Jessica Falstead. Open enrollment period ends at the end of this month on Tuesday, April 30th. So just some general announcements there. Schwamigan High School. So, you know, we did have FBLA over this past couple of days, and we've got a group going to nationals. So congratulations to that group. Right. Maybe you get them in here one of these mornings and talk about that experience. Learn to Connect coming back again at the end of the month on April 24th from 9:45 to 10:45. And again, that's for folks wanting help with IT kinds of things, information and support with their technological needs. We've only got about a week and a half left on the pool. Zumba in the pool, so Aqua Zumba on Thursday. So today and next Thursday. And then we've got regular Zumba on Wednesdays in the Park Falls Elementary Gymnasium. Today, we've got our large group choir contest in Phillips, and that group, I believe they perform at about 4 o'clock today, so so large group choir in Phillips, and if you head down that way, you have the opportunity to see the Phillips Choir and the Schwamigan Choir, and I think the Prentice Choir, might be some others there. Large group band in Phillips next week, and those events rotate around from year to year, so we will be once again, I believe we hosted last year, and we'll be on the docket again in a couple of years. So, April, let me back up here. We've got our environmental science class headed over to the North Lakeland Discovery Center on April 17th. We've got state forensics in DeForest on April 20th. And on April 26th, we've got the Woods and Waters concert, Derek Nelson in the auditorium. And that's at 7 to 9:30. And that's, again, April 26th. Midterm ends on that same day, April 26th. So hard to believe we're already talking about things heading toward the end of April. Schwamigan North Campus, April. So, again, they're also headed to the large group choir concert, and they will also they have a middle school level honors auditions for choir students, and that's going to be at DC Everest tomorrow. April 15th, middle school track headed to Ashland. Book Blast starts at the North Campus today, so Book Blast puts at least one book in the hands of every child. April 16th through the 18th, forward testing happening, and that's been happening at our high school as well. And then they as well are headed to the large group band in Phillips next week. So just a few things happening there. Four-year-old kindergarten introduction event at the North Campus is going to be April 25th. Call the office to schedule a time to visit. And then Park Falls Elementary School, their 4YK school introduction event is April 26th. And then their music concert coming up on May 10th, the Park Falls Elementary School music concert. And the Schwamigan Glidden Elementary School concert is going to be May 3rd. So several events happening, couple sporting events out there. We've got softball at Solon Springs tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Softball was a winner last week, and Ladysmith picked up a doubleheader. We got baseball versus Abbotsford as well, and that should be a home game tomorrow evening, 4:45. And then on Monday, we've got softball and baseball versus Phillips, and that will be a home game. And on Tuesday, April 16th, softball and baseball at Phillips. Track and field at Mosinee on April 16th, and track and field at Spencer on April 19th. Baseball and softball at Auburndale on April 19th.
Lots of buses going a lot of places.
You know that one of our reports that our transportation director, Harold Herbst, gives to our school board every month is miles traveled.
Oh boy.
And it's always compared to miles traveled by our transportation department versus the circumference of the earth.
Oh,
and there are a few months of the year where we surpass the circumference of the earth.
Make a trip.
You add up all of our trips, all of our routes. Mm-hmm. So it's that time of year where we may be surpassing the circumference of the earth.
Yeah. And the outdoor skating rink is closed now, right?
I believe Mr. Keefe has that shut down now. I'll take a walk behind the school today and check
it out.
Appreciate
it, Kyle. Thank you. Kyle Crowan, District Administrator for our Shawamigan Schools. He joins us each Thursday morning right around this time, 7:40, 7:45, to update us on all things Shawamigan School. Brewers today, 11:35, 12:10, first pitch. And we got Brewers coming up this weekend, 5:30. Is the first pitch on Friday. We're going to join that a little bit late because of our local contest. And then on Saturday, we got more Brewers at 3:10. And then Sunday, they'll wrap up that series out in Baltimore with a 1:05 first pitch. Brewer baseball and a little local stuff mixed in coming up for you this weekend. Right here, 98Q at 98QCountry.com. And if you haven't done so already, download that Civic Media app on your phone, your Android or iPhone, and you can listen to 98Q all the time right on your cellular device.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect. Perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a few scattered light showers or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 59 with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing, our low 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 56. The weekend looking a little better with sunshine and highs in the 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Hey, y'all, it's
Dustin
Litt. The best country.
Right here. 98Q Country.
Deep hope. I'm not
stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying. Someday.